Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I would like to draw your attention to Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verse 12. I'm beginning a two-week study together on the renewed vision of Christ, and I'm very specific. I didn't say a renewed vision for Christ, a renewed vision of Christ. If you have a renewed vision of Christ, then you will have a vision for Christ. You'll understand what it's all about. And the Apostle Paul basically says that in verse 12, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, I'm in a process. That's what Paul is saying here. I'm in a process of apprehending all those things that are in Christ Jesus who apprehended me. Now that is a thought that is just almost overwhelming. He apprehended me at the moment of salvation. He pursued after me. And my responsibility as His child is to know everything about Him, to apprehend, to bring into my mind and heart those things that are a part of Christ. And the Apostle Paul is saying here, it is a process. I'm not there yet. I haven't apprehended. I haven't attained. I haven't reached that final mark. But I am attaining what Jesus Christ is because He attained me. I think sometimes we get confused between the process and the product. The process and the product. If I'm baking a cake, and I don't do that, but let's say I am, we'll pretend, and I put the egg, crack the egg, and drop it down into the bowl, I don't say, there it is, folks! There's the cake! I crack the egg, but I don't have a cake yet. I've just started the what? The process. Now, that's a good start. You got to have an egg, or two eggs, or ever how many you have to have. And then you start putting in the ingredients. And you mix it all up in a bowl. Let's say you're making that nice vanilla cake, and you got all the ingredients there, and you say, boom, there it is, there's the cake. No, not there yet. Anybody that professes, and I'm going to go to preaching here for just a moment, I've already attained, then they surpass the Apostle Paul. Because the Apostle Paul says, at my stage in life, I still haven't attained. I'm not there yet. But I am apprehending those things that Christ is because He's apprehended me. That's that back and forth process of becoming what Christ has declared you to be. He's declared you a son, but many times I don't behave like a son. Just like our kids when they were growing up. They're our kids! They got your face and your wife's face on their faces. You can see it, right? But they don't sometimes behave like mom and dad want them to behave, right? And so there's that process that they're going through. And I hope and pray my dad's 91 years old. I hope I do my dad proud. I hope I honor him. And I still call him dad. I still open the door for him. I just did that this morning. I said, here you go, Pop. Open the door for him. He's my dad. We're still in a process, folks. And so this passage here gives us an understanding. Paul was saying, I am trying to apprehend all that Christ is. That's my daily purpose, to apprehend what Christ is, because He apprehended me. It's that ununderstandable relationship type thing. I don't really get it all. But I know who has me, and I know I want Him. That's the point of that passage. We're going to be dealing with this as a theme this year of our church anniversary, of a renewed understanding, vision of Christ. And we're going to be looking at this passage of Scripture, and I hope that our hearts will be encouraged together. And I just gave away my first point, and I shouldn't have done that, but I wanted to share that with you, all right? Don't confuse the process with the product.